Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. The Lord God formed us out of clay and blew into our nostrils the breath of life. Breathe upon us again, O God. Guide your Holy Spirit into our lives. Spread in us this year your Easter peace. Let forgiveness become our name. We pray for this grace in your holy name.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger and see here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Wonderful. Easter isn't so long ago after all. Okay, it's Friday, end of the first week after spring break. Spring break? Did I miss something? Almost 2 weeks ago, we were celebrating Easter. It came early this year. Ever since the first Council of Nicaea in the early 4th century, Easter has been fixed, if you can call it that, as the first Sunday after the first full moon following the spring equinox. So the sun and the moon were in the right places, marking the beginning of spring. We had been through the waning days of winter and Lent, the Triduum, 3 days of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. Then came the day to dress up, tune up, sing out, unpack the alleluias, blow the trumpets, spread out the flowers, declare a feast. Because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Alleluia. This rising, this resurrection, was the culmination, the core, of the second most cataclysmic event in the history of the universe. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Bang! Out of nothing, the land, the water, the stars, moon, sun, sky, clouds, sea, yes, even the snow. Swimming and crawling and flying animals and, eventually, walking, talking, thinking Homo sapiens. Out of the chaos. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Can you see it? All that nothingness? Was it there? Or do I mean, was it all not there? And God brought it all into being, brought it all together, gave it all order and structure and cohesion. We often call this the laws of nature, or of thermodynamics. And sometimes, admittedly, again, just look outside, nature does seem to have a mind of its own. But then, in the fullness of time, heaven and earth came together. Eternity and time intersected in a specific moment. The Son of God took on the form of a man, took on flesh and blood, took on a temporal existence, became a helpless infant, grew through childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, searching for his place in life, purpose, mission, taught his followers, gave us a glimpse of the eternal, then suffered a temporal death, death and burial. Again, can you see it? But God reached down through time from the eternal throne, reached down through that horrible death, reached down through that grave, into that tomb, and plucked this Jesus up to life. This cataclysmic event, this intersection of the eternal and the temporal, this birthing, living, dying, and rising again, was for us. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Do you see it? During Lent, we sang the spiritual, "Were you there?" No, we weren't there 2,000 years ago, just as Thomas, in our gospel reading for today, wasn't there on that first Sunday night when Jesus first appeared to his disciples huddled in that upper room. And when they told Thomas that they had seen their rabbi, their leader, their friend, had actually seen Jesus, Thomas refused to believe it. After all, Jesus was dead and buried, gone, forever. But Jesus didn't let it stop there. He came back a week later, showed Thomas his wounds, even let him touch them. Nope, not a ghost. Then Thomas believed. He saw, and then he believed. Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed." Seeing, after all, is believing, isn't it? But Jesus went on to say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." He was talking to us. You see, in that cataclysmic event that happened about 2 millennia ago, when the eternal took on flesh and became temporal, some of that eternal timelessness leaked over. Were we there? No. But as we relive, retell, ponder, and celebrate the God among us who is Jesus, he is among us. Here, now, in our own particular point in time, as a baby, as a boy studying and growing, as a young man teaching and leading and washing feet, as a broken body suffering a cruel torture and death, as a lifeless body in the tomb, and as one risen from the dead for us, calling us to believe, to accept, to live. We know it is spring, though we can't see it yet. We know he is here, though we can't see him. Our joy is so full that the celebration of his rising lasts not just for a day, not just for a week, but for a week of weeks. And it goes on and on and on. More of that eternity that leaked over into this temporal existence. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Bless me, the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May God, who is almighty and merciful, order our days and our deeds in resurrection joy.